In the mid-1970s, there was a brand new band. It was made up of people that had played together in various combinations, and they brought a completely unique sound to the group Firefall. Their big hits were You Are the Woman, Just Remember I Love You, and Strange Way. But they were more than just their hits. They were an entirely different way of enjoying and making music. We're thrilled to have Jock Bartley, who was the guitarist for Firefall and co-founder. They've gotten the band back together, and they're taking it on the road. There's a new album out called Friends and Family that's available now, and they hit the road starting September 30th, going all around the country, and they will wrap up their tour in the early part of February. The closest they'll get to us will be in Florida, probably in early December, so be watching for those dates. And we're delighted to welcome Jock Bartley to visit with us today.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
It's going really well. I am so excited to get a chance to talk to you. First of all, I got to tell you, I've been in radio since the early 70s, so I got to play all of your hits with Firefall when they were brand new records.
You know, it was so great back in those days. And Firefall, when we formed, we had 30 original songs to choose from by our singer-songwriters Rick Roberts and Larry Burnett. And it's always been about the songs. And yeah, I'm a good guitar player, or Michael Clark was a great drummer, or Mark Andes, but it's the songs. And we had a bunch of good ones to start with.
You really did, and such variety. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I heard You Are the Woman, and I thought, that's a flute going on there, and pretty kicking. Discovering that you have a background in jazz as a very young guitarist, I'm thinking right. That might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, I had roots with a world-famous jazz guitar teacher, Johnny Smith, who made records and played with Bing Crosby and Stan Getz and all these people. But I'll tell you what, when February 9th, 1964 happened and the Beatles played on Ed Sullivan, that changed everything in my life and a lot of young kids' lives around America. And I wanted to play rock and roll, and I already played guitar for about 5 years. So, you know, I had a really good upbringing. I was just waiting to meet a person like Rick Roberts who had a bag full of songs that were great that I could play on. And, you know, Firefall's been a tasty band that played a wide variety of music, but it's always been about the songs.
That's one of the things that I love about your career. You have played with some incredible musicians. You have played in groups with wonderful players. You've been contemporary with some of the great musicians of the soundtrack of my life. Was there ever a time that you guys were working on a song and everybody else said, no, it's too much of this or it's too much of that? Or were you able to work collaboratively most of the time?
Well, in the old days, Rick or Larry would bring us a song. And when we heard, for instance, Cinderella for the first time, we knew. And we had great producers, including at times Tom Dowd or Ron and Howard Albert, you know, down in Miami and stuff. And everything that a guitar player like me or a drummer or a bass player needs to enhance the song. And I've always considered myself a pretty tasty player and never kind of overdid it. And it's not an ego trip about, oh, I get to play licks on this song. It's about furthering how great the song could be.
Right.
It's really been great. But this Friends and Family album, you know, we had to pick the songs very carefully because some songs like Up on Cripple Creek by the band or Barracuda by Heart were, in my mind, off limits. No. You shouldn't touch those.
But right.
We had our choice of songs to play and recorded them with great love and respect for the original versions, the bands that recorded those, and also the 60s and 70s music, which time like that, I don't think will ever happen again.
Yeah, I agree that there was such an encouragement for people. Growing up, I'm just a little younger than you are, but I played in garage bands, trumpet player, so we had to do different kind of stuff. But when Blood, Sweat, and Tears came along, man, every trumpet player in America said, I'm going to play in a band like this, and this is what I can do.
Exactly.
It just so, course, so rich.
It was Blood, Sweat, and Tears in Chicago. It's like with the horn
right.
section. Oh, boy.
Right. There were so many opportunities. The listeners seemed to be more open to what's out there. You know, is there a new sound? Is there something that's a little different? And it wasn't so rigidly confined to categories, it seems. So
that's why one of the main reasons that I think the music of the 70s will never be duplicated, because record labels kept their hands off. If you had good songs and were going to make an album, they didn't really tell you what to do or how to sound. They took your record and they put it out, and it's either successful or not. But about the 80s, man, the record labels decided to say, oh, no, we have to do this. You need to sound more like this. Mm-hmm. And the control, you know, and back in the late 60s and 70s, bands got to be who they were.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Yeah. Well, when I saw the set list, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a terrific album. And the fact that you guys are doing a tour together, this is so fun. This is so the stuff that we grew up doing. You guys start on the 30th, and you'll be on the road in one place or another all the way into February. Who all is touring with you?
All the original guys, and in fact, like Michael Clark died many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really kicking band with great vocalists now. John Bisaha and Steve Weinmeister are the guys who sang all over this record. Yeah, I'm the third singer, and I sing a little bit on this, but having guys singing that good. But it was amazing because we play on the road with everybody from REO Speedwagon in America to Orleans and Atlanta Rhythm Section and Pure Prairie League. So
wow.
We get to share the stage a lot of nights on tour with bands like that, and it's just so great. To tour with Atlanta Rhythm Section or Pure Prairie League, who we met back in the 70s and played with. So how lucky I am to still be doing this.
I think that's one of the great things about being a musician, and I'm just an amateur musician, but I still get to play, and I make it a point to be around young musicians, college musicians, and
right.
I tell them, you know, when you were a kid in the band and everybody said, oh, why aren't you a football player or something, and you were smart and you stayed in the band, I said, let me tell you something. I've been to high school reunions and those football heroes are all walking around on artificial knees and stuff, and they're not playing football anymore. I'm 70 years old and I'm still traveling internationally with big bands. I said, you can do the right. same thing.
Yeah, music is the international language, you know. Hey, Dave, I got a scoop for you.
Okay.
We're 5 or 6 songs into Friends and Family 2.
Oh.
Expanding this idea and playing, you know, we didn't play a Stephen Stills song on the first record or Kenny Loggins. We did Loggins and Messina, but not
right.
Kenny Loggins. So we have a whole new Friends and Family 2 album coming out in the spring, probably of 2024, because it's such a great idea for us, a band like we are, to honor and record other great songs from that era. I just know how fortunate I am to still be doing this.
That is exciting. I got to be honest, seeing a Dan Fogelberg song, say, on new album that's out now, it's available now, that just thrills my heart because it just made me so sad when he died. And I thought, is anyone ever going to play his music again except oldie stations? And now you're bringing his...
You know, a difficult song to pick because, you know, which Dan Fogelberg song do you do? Or just which
right.
song do you do?
Yeah.
You know, and on the Fogelberg song, I kept it as producer really down the center of the road. And I even copied his guitar solo because it was so great. Dan was an amazing singer, songwriter, guitar player that I was fortunate enough to know, to get to know and play on stage with some.
I'm looking very much forward to getting a copy of the CD. I will do my best to come see you.
We'll get our guys to send you out a Friends and Family album because we're so proud of it and it just really rocks.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Great. Hey, thank you. Very nice talking to you, Dave.
And you too, Jock. Thanks for the great music, man. Our guest today, Jock Bartley, the guitarist of Firefall and the co-founder. He's put the band back together. They're taking it on the road with the Friends and Family album that's just been released, and they'll be on tour starting September the 30th in Missouri. For Jock, it's always been about the song. For WTBF, I'm Doc Kirby.